1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Usitter time is 7:52, and on the fourth Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today?
Very well, Tony. And you, how are you doing?
Doing well. Doing great. All right. Any update on this special session that's supposed to take place up at the legislature?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tony, for the question. We had been told that most likely we'll take a part on the second half of October, just before Halloween. And we are waiting. We are waiting for information. We heard that we might have some conversations this week, but so far nothing is coming up. Today I will be going to Windsor to visit the Amazon plant. Amazon right now is the largest employer in Connecticut and a private employer. And we have been invited, a group of legislators, to visit the warehouse in Windsor. And going back to the special session, we are following very closely what is going on in Washington at the federal level. As you know, there are all the negotiations on the budget, and at least at the House, I had a chance to attend a forum in Norwalk yesterday with Eric Russell and with Congressman Jim Hines. And right now, the conversations and negotiations go around health care. Healthcare will be a huge and probably the most important aspect of the budget, and we all hope. I think that closing down the federal government is not the best solution for anyone, and so I hope that the negotiations will come up. But you know, the problem with healthcare and the budgets and what is coming out of what was called the Big Beautiful Bill is the people that. Not only the people that will be left out of the system, but when you go to the exchange, that is how we many of us, the ones that are not in Husky, have access and choose their provider. The exchange has subsidies and to the states from the federal government. And those subsidies are being taken away. And if those subsidies are taken away, what will happen is that the providers will increase the premiums. And if you increase the premiums, gets to the point that the most healthy ones, the ones that less use the system, will opt to maybe not to have health insurance. So you ended with the ones that uses most of the system, most of the hospitals, and with an increased cost. So it's a snowball that doesn't end well. We all know that our healthcare system in the U.S. needs a huge revision that will require every single party and people and congressmen and senators and presidents and working together to improve it, but I'm not sure that we are going on the right direction, and that will affect our finances directly. The state is in good shape. The finance of the states are very good. We had tremendous years. Pay down the debt with substantial. You know, we pay down the debt to the amounts of $10 billion. You know, that implies huge savings on interest over the years on debt. We have a good rainy fund, but will very much depend on how these last minute things. Based on what came out from the Big Beautiful Bill, as they call it, some people call it the Big Ugly Bill, and and just translating to the budgets that are being negotiated in Washington.
All right, with Hector Arzino, just real quick, we spoke with Connecticut Business and Industry Association earlier in the hour, and they gave the legislative scorecard. You got an 86%. What do you think?
I am proud. I am very proud. I am very proud of my ratings. And I work hard in Hartford. I work hard. I took this job with a lot of dedication, and I'm pleased with that. Happy with that.
Fantastic. All right, Representative Hector Arzino, always great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again in October. It's going to be just about Halloween, I think, by that time. So put on the scary mask and everything,
sir.
All right? Okay.
Okay, trick or treat.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, Tony.
State Representative Hector Arzino joins us on the fourth Thursday of each month, and next Thursday will be October 1st, and State Representative Tina Corpus will join me.